My view is that once protesters break the rules, engage in violence, my feeling is they should be arrested and they should go to jail. And they can then use their record of activism as a badge of honor for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. And I'm sure mom and dad are proud to spend $100,000 to see Johnny or Susan get taken away in handcuffs. That must make mom and dad proud too. But I want to talk about what's happening on our college campuses and why this hate speech, it really is, if it's anti-Semitic, that's hate speech. I mean, from the river to the sea is as offensive to Jews as the Confederate flag is to African Americans. And while we would never tolerate that kind of bigotry towards African Americans, it seems like that the hate speech towards Jews is kind of getting a free pass in a lot of these Ivy League schools. It's not just the Ivy League, it's all over the country now. What is it about the college setting that has kind of created these little jihadists all over the place? I mean, over 1,000 people, yeah, Steve, have been arrested in just a week at colleges all across America.
Yeah, I think the college campuses have become the sanctuaries and laboratories for hate. And the campuses are, many of them are tolerating this, and then one thing leads to another, and now we have these encampments at the different colleges and universities. At Columbia, they have a bunch of students taking over Hamilton Hall, which is a hall that was taken over during the protests of the 1960s.
Yeah.
So it seems that colleges, by their inaction, they allow their domains become sanctuaries for lawlessness and hate. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing it played out now all over the country, what's going on in these college campuses.
The White House is very careful to condemn anti-Semitism. We heard even again yesterday Karine Jean-Pierre saying that they will not tolerate any hate speech on college campuses. But at the same time, the president has to walk a real fine line here, because a lot of the Democratic base here is on the side of these protesters, and he doesn't want to alienate them. I mean, he really is stuck between a rock and a hard place here, is he not, Dr. Coleman?
Yeah, he is. And, you know, Israel has really come down hard in Gaza, obviously. There's been a lot of civilian deaths and so forth. A lot of people are turned off by that. But we've got to remember, it was Hamas that started the whole thing, you know, with their bloody barbarism. And Israel responded. Some feel they over-responded. But these folks in Hamas, they're cowards. They're in tunnels like roaches and rats. Yeah. They live in tunnels and under where civilians live, and they become targets. The whole situation is frightening. And right now what's happening on college campuses are frightening. I say this again, that if students violate the law, they should be arrested and locked up. And face the music, and then they can be proud to have exercised civil disobedience in the tradition of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, I think it was Oliver Wendell Holmes who said, "My right to swing my fist ends at the tip of your nose." And the same odd thing, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater. And once these students became violent and destroyed public property and occupied that building, and now they're demanding amnesty for all the illegal activity that they're doing. So yeah, not only do they want these demands met, they also want the cops to look the other way. And some of these schools, Steve, yeah, they're not even letting police on campus. Like Columbia, yeah, the president won't let the police on campus to end this.
Yeah, and it seems as if the colleges want to escape accountability and want to escape dealing with the issue head on. And these students that are demonstrating, hey, if they're breaking the law to call attention to what they feel is an injustice, they should accept the penalty, go to jail in the tradition of civil disobedience. Hmm. If they're doing it with the idea that, oh, amnesty for everybody. Martin Luther King didn't say that. He didn't say amnesty for everybody. He went to the jail in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yeah.
And while in jail, wrote a letter from Birmingham jail and was an activist. These students, many of them very young, these kids, really aren't taking responsibility. And if they want to get off scot-free, Well, that's not what this nation is all about. This is a nation of laws.
Yeah.
And people sometimes very upset about something, break the law to call attention to injustice and try to change things.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to do it openly, willingly, and, you know, be willing to accept the penalty. So
yeah.
These students on campus, they need to grow up.